listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a fool and his money from 1 Samuel chapter 25. I'm going to read you three verses, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 10, 11, and 12, where we read this. Then Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men when I do not know where they are from?" So David's young men turned on their heels and went back, and they came and told him all these words. In the years that David lived as a fugitive on the run from King Saul, he roamed around Israel, keeping a step ahead of the king who wanted to kill him. In 1 Samuel 25, David came to the area of Paran and Moan. There, he met a man named Nabal, or Nabal. He didn't first meet Nabal directly. Nabal was a wealthy man and had many servants watching over his livestock. David had many men following him. At first, David's men came into contact with Nabal's servants. In a time when the Philistines and many bandits troubled the land, David's men provided Nabal's servants and flocks valuable protection. And they did this for many months. When it was sheep shearing time, that's like harvest time in the shepherd business, David politely presented a bill for the services that he and his men provided for Nabal. It might sound strange to us, but in that time there was really nothing unusual about what David did and how he did it. What was unusual was the way that Nabal responded. In an insulting way, he refused to pay David. He said, "Who is David and who is the son of Jesse?" Nabal pretended that he didn't even know who David was, even though David was famous throughout all Israel. Nabal said that he said this as a direct insult to David, knowing who he was, but refusing to recognize him. In our modern way of speaking, Nabal said, "Who does he think he is?" Then Nabal said this, "There are many servants nowadays who break away each one from his master." This deepened the insult, saying that David was simply a runaway slave. Finally, Nabal showed how greedy he was in refusing to pay David what he rightfully owed to him. This is what he said. "Shall I then take my bread, my water, my meat, my shearers and give it?" That's how lacking in generosity Nabal was. He looked at everything as his instead of everything he had belonging to the Lord. True and biblical generosity doesn't think, "This is mine and I will share it with you." True biblical generosity thinks like this, "All that I have belongs to the Lord, so you can have some of it also." 1 Samuel chapter 25 says that Nabal was very rich. And I would say that there are at least four kinds of riches. There are riches in what you have. There are riches in what you do. There are riches in what you know. And there are riches in what you are. That is, riches of your character. Nabal was a very rich man, but he was only rich in what he had. He had the lowest kind of riches. The name Nabal means fool. Nabal was a man who lived down to his name. Hey, look, don't be a Nabal. Make sure that you pursue the greatest riches, the riches that we have in Jesus Christ our Lord. Understand that all you have is God's, and find a way to show some true generosity.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.